Mega 64 Podcast, Episode 316, Theme Song!
Hello, welcome back. Episode 316 of the Mega 64 Podcast. 316, you may take that as a biblical message. You may take that as all you WWE fans out there may take it as a Austin message. Isn't that his name? Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah.
I know the wrestlers. I am a sports fan. Woo! Welcome. Mega 64 Podcast. This week, we are, as every week, we are brought to you by the folks at LootCrate.com. Check out LootCrate.com/Mega64 and get a monthly box of mystery stuff. And you get a good deal through us because we love you. LootCrate.com/Mega64. Also go to SumoLounge.com. The best chairs you could ever buy, SumoLounge.com. Basically, if you're not sitting in a sumo, you are miserable, 100% confirmed. If you notice, there's a high percentage of misery in the car right now. And there you go. Yeah, see? No, there's no... These are not sumos. Listen to the struggle. I mean, it's incredible. We'll see if they're able to walk after that. I don't know. No guarantees. Anyway, so go to SumoLounge.com and prevent terror from happening. See? Mishap. No post-production here, folks. This is all in-camera effects. This is how we do it on the spur of the moment. All right. Anyway. And also go to shop.mega64.com and get your gear. Get Mega 64 stuff. We just put up our new Mega Mansion shirt. It's on sale now, but it's selling out quick. I think size small might already be going. I don't know. It's selling out. Go get that. Club 64 shirts are back too. Pick those up. But enough about that. You're probably wondering, why are we here? Why are we in a car right now? Why are we in our studio? Have we lost our homes? What's going on? And the truth is, we are on the way right now to Paul McCartney Live. That's right. There he is right there. Get an image of him. There he is. In case you've never heard of him, he was a Beatle. For all you kids watching this, maybe you don't know. Think of your favorite band. What do kids like these days? Maroon 5. Don't imagine that. Anyway, all right, anyway, so we're on the way up, and the tension is building because we are, as we all know, we've been waiting all year to see Will Paul play Temporary Secretary. We've been hitting him up on Twitter. We've been hitting him up with the hashtag Temporary Secretary. We even last night on our official Mega 64 Twitter, we made a promise, a solemn vow on behalf of Los Angeles and Southern California. Southern California will go 100% vegan if he plays the song. We made a promise to Paul. So we're counting on everyone at home. If he plays that song, no more meat. Are we all in agreement?
Yes. I'm having ribs right before the concert.
Good.
Just to make
sure. Me too. Right on. We brought Phil's barbecue. It's in the back. We'll get that later. Anyway.
Phil Hoffman?
Yeah. Phil Hoffman's famous barbecue is here. Anyway, all right, so we got everyone car here. So Kevin, broke when I tried to show him before. Yeah. Kevin is here in the car with us. This is my dad. You may know him. You know him from stuff. You've seen him around. You've seen him in all kinds of stuff before.
All kinds of stuff.
Dick Bodie. And you haven't seen him on the podcast yet. I don't think so.
No.
Scott, can you actually film him? I can't get him from over here.
There's Scott.
Hi, guys. Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. I'm doing the driving.
Yeah, Scott's the original Ted Geisel.
Yeah, Ted Geisel. He plays Ted Geisel in version 3. He He was the hunter in the first episode of version 3, in case he looks familiar.
Just wearing a different hat today.
Yeah, wearing a different hat.
Yeah.
And he's got both arms, so that's always good.
Yeah. He was the hunter. Today, he's the driver.
It's true. So anyway, so he's there. There you have it. So we're just on the way to the big show. It's gonna be insane. Because I think I'm going on record to say I'm about 70% sure he's gonna play temporary secretary. I just the vibe is in the air. I just think that
I'm a good 28%
that he's gonna play it.
Yeah.
Okay. Pessimist. We're gonna cut out the pessimism. That's not gonna be left in when this goes to.
YouTube?
Wherever we upload this. Yeah. Or Daily Motion or whatever. Anyway, I think it's about 70. I'm going to go up to 80%, cancel out the negativity. 80% sure he's going to play temporary secretary. So we're trying to, we're getting the hype going. Anyway, so we'll meet up. Actually, Derek and Sean are going to be there. Which I think Jenny's going too. We're going to see them in a little bit. They're in their own vehicle. But yeah, we're going, we're doing it. On the way, I just thought we'd talk about a couple things real quick. This week on Mega64.com and our channel and all that stuff, we put up Dragon Ball Z behind the scenes video and our RTX panel, which I was on, so I was personally devastated to see that happen without me. I don't know why they couldn't wait for me to get to Texas. Shame on them. But you know, live and learn. Anyway, but the Dragon Ball Z behind the scenes was cool. I was happy.
That was a lot, yeah.
That was fun. We didn't have like a lot of behind the scenes.
It was short, but the stuff that was there was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the short clips that we had, all basically it was just an excuse to put out the footage we have of going to the drive-thru as Dragon Ball Z characters. Mm-hmm. And also whatchamacallit, when I was covered in gel.
Yeah.
And all the construction workers saw me. All I wanted to do is release that footage. Everything else is gravy on top of that. So there you go.
Plenty of time. Well, fine. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's just that this is going to be a slow haul. Derek's never going to get there.
We are. Yeah. So again, we are in our own vehicle. Derek took his own car because he was just going to leave later. But I think, hey, we're barely on the trek here. Doors are open in three.
Stadium. And we've gone 20 in 45 minutes.
Yeah, Derek's not going to leave for another hour, apparently. We'll see if he shows up. Hey, I'm putting it out there. He may not show up, but I'll tell you what will. Temporary secretary is going to be there on stage. Mark my words.
Well, I know hard it is for young girls these days.
Yeah, see?
In the face of everything.
Yeah, we're doing covers.
To get on the right track.
Yeah, we're doing covers. That's right. So, anyway, yeah, with the hype is building, I'd say I'm going to 85% sure he's going to play it. And so please don't listen to negative Nancy over here. Not to be confused with my mom, Nancy, who is quite positive. But to be fair, she said they weren't going to play it either, so we left her at home. Anyway, the videos were cool. That was pretty cool. But enough about that. I'm sure we'll talk about that more some other time. Have you played any games lately?
I played through Journey again. That game. I ever feel like playing a game that I know only takes like an hour and 45 minutes,
yeah,
but that's an amazing hour and 45 minutes,
yeah,
I'll play Journey.
Really?
And yeah, so I played it again probably 2 nights ago.
Yeah, I always get hate because I like Flower better.
Really?
I feel like I'm alone on that.
I think Journey is their best game, and yeah. I had the best playthrough of Journey was 2 nights ago.
Really?
The person I was.
I mean, I love Journey. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't, but I really liked it. But for some reason, Flower like gets to me in a way that. But Journey was great. I don't know. I can't. They're all good.
Stop believing.
No, I won't. I'm not going to. Paul, you're gonna play it anyway. So yeah, I haven't played anything. So I was
really?
At least that's something. But yeah. Seriously, this has not been a good time for video games. No, in terms of me playing them, whatever. I have Last of Us Remastered just sitting there. And I haven't even done anything.
Did you tell them about the movie they're going to make?
Oh, what? Last of Us movie, right?
Yeah.
Weren't you at the... You were at the Comic-Con panel or something, right?
Comic-Con panel, and the... I don't know her, the actress's name, but the girl that's on the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
the Lannister kid, I guess. She's going to be the girl from that.
Yeah, that's right. I heard about that.
Game, and they had not announced who the actor was going to be yet, but they said it's someone who apparently is pretty well known.
Huh? No kidding. Yeah, and I think we were talking about that before. I just don't know what to make of that. Like, it was such a well done game, but games don't make the translation to movies 99% of the time. What would you say is like the best video game movie?
It's not even the best movie. It's not even that great of a movie, but Silent Hill.
I have to agree with that. I think that's the best bet. Did you ever see Silent Hill, Scott?
Yeah, it sucked.
But in all honesty, that's the in terms of movies based on a video game, that's the best they have.
That was just it. I didn't realize. I just went to see it because of the preview.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about. I didn't even know it was based on a game.
Yeah.
Unlike Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Well, I understand that Paul McCartney is going to play the entire soundtrack of his new Bungie video game.
Yeah. He's playing the Journey soundtrack? didn't he announce he's going to... speaking of McCartney, didn't he announce he was going to release it as a single or something?
What?
The lead track for Journey.
Like the title, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought that sounded really cool. People keep asking me, what do you think about that? He's scoring the game. What do you think about that? I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. What a mark of quality on that game. Like, that just makes it...
Yeah.
They're not kidding around now. No. That takes it to another level.
Yeah.
I heard Temporary Secretary is going to be on this.
Am I saying Journey or Destiny?
You're saying Journey.
I don't know. I keep saying Journey. Destiny is the game. I got confused because we were talking about...
Well, anyway. You're Destiny.
Sorry.
Child.
Sorry, everybody. But anyway, Destiny. I'm excited for that. I didn't realize. I kept thinking I was bummed because the beta ended. I didn't realize the game was a month away.
Yeah,
like if even that. I don't even think. I think it's less than that. So whatever. Anyway, that's cool though. I think that's really cool they're doing that. Anyway, did you guys see any movies or anything lately? Did you, Scott? Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
Haven't seen that yet?
I did go see Get On Up, the James Brown movie.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was a little disjointed movie-wise, but he does such a great job acting that you kind of forget that the film jumps around a lot.
Yeah.
He did a fantastic job, and I would suggest going to see it just for his acting. He sounds just like him. I don't know if that was lip-synced or if that was his voice.
Really?
But he's got all the dance moves, and he makes it a good movie.
Huh.
And just to interject, I'm not sure if any... single Mega 64 fan listening to right now can give a shit about a James Brown movie.
we actually got a lot of emails. We got emails asking if we saw it. We really,
really?
Did. Yeah, we really did.
Okay. Well, you can tell them Ted Geisel recommended it.
Well, yeah. There were people asking if I was going to see that, but I didn't get to. We did see Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, you were there. Who was there?
Yeah, it was good.
You know, I enjoyed it. What did you think about it?
It wasn't the best. I don't need to see it again. I don't need to own it.
I haven't decided if I need to really own that.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah. I dug it. I liked it just because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't superheroes.
Didn't have Mickey Rourke in it.
Yeah. You know, I've been getting a little burnt on the Marvel situation. I think it's a little bit much, you know.
Overkill.
A little bit overkill, but this was just fun, you know, a fun adventure in space. So, I had a good time. It wasn't my favorite thing ever. I think without going into anything, the opening scene, while it wasn't, like, the greatest thing ever, still was, like, kind of, like... It showed like, oh, maybe this movie's going to be kind of emotional, you know, a little bit. And I feel like it never quite got back to that. And I feel like that would have made a difference to me. Like, if they had kind of paid that off, I think I would have liked it better. As it stands, it was just a fun summer blockbuster movie, you know. But it was good for that. And without going into it, no spoilers, but I think the end credit, the after the credits scene... was the best one Marvel has ever done.
And everybody hated it.
Yeah. I kept hearing going in, don't even wait till after the credits. I normally don't care about that kind of stuff, but then when it ran, I understood. It was like, oh, it's something completely bizarre and not a commercial for another movie, which I don't want. I'm over that.
Yeah.
I thought it was better the way they Don't you think?
Yeah. That's all everybody wants. They just want an announcement for another Marvel movie.
Yeah, and I just feel like we've done that.
Yeah.
You know they're coming.
Yeah.
I thought it was better to do what they did, which was just that out of left field thing.
Yep.
Was cooler to me. I thought that got a big reaction out of me. Shout out to them for
doing
that.
Did you like that better than the Avengers ending? I thought that was kind of clever, where they're all sitting in the cafeteria drinking milkshakes and hungry after a hard day's work.
You know what? Truth be told, I never saw the Avengers.
Oh, me neither.
Isn't that funny?
Never seen.
Wait, you never saw it either?
Nope.
Wow.
I haven't seen.
I thought it was the only one.
I haven't seen a Marvel movie since Iron Man.
I've seen. Honestly, like, eventually I get to seeing all of them.
Yeah.
I honestly think the Avengers is the only one I didn't see. I think I saw some of it. I just didn't care. I just really didn't. Yeah, I think it was around that time I saw Dark Knight Rises, and I kind of felt like I'm done with this genre. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Dark Knight Rises. I know I get hate for that too, but I really enjoyed that, and I kind of felt like I just didn't want to watch anymore after that. Guardians of the Galaxy was cool. Had a good time. Are you going to see Ninja Turtles?
No.
I think that's the ugliest looking movie I've ever seen.
It did fairly well.
It actually did. Yeah, it did. It did well. But I'm just not
interested.
No, just don't care. And I didn't hear good stuff. Sometimes that might not be a bad thing, because sometimes, I don't know. A lot of people don't know what they want from a Ninja Turtles movie, and I think they were kind of screwed from the beginning, because it's like, if they make it really cartoony or really, then people are like, oh, make it darker, like the comic. And then if they make it really, really dark, people will go, what? It should be fun, like the cartoon. It's like nobody knows what they want, you know? So, I'm just passing on that. Yep. Next thing I'm looking forward to is Interstellar.
That's mine.
Did you see the previews for that, Scott?
Yes.
For Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Do you like all his other movies or what?
Yeah, I do like Christopher Nolan's stuff.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of Inception.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I loved Inception.
And we just got Netflix, and my wife discovered this movie trailer section where they're showing all these movie trailers.
Yeah.
And they showed about a 5-minute Interstellar one. I watched a little bit last night.
Yeah.
And it looks like the type of movie that's just going to grab you.
Yeah, yeah. It was already without even giving that much information, it was kind of a powerful trailer. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. Prestige is still, I think, one of my favorite movies of the past 10 years. Did you see that, Scott?
Yeah.
I really like the Prestige.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. That and the third Hobbit movie.
Yep.
I think that's pretty much it for the rest of the year. Have you been seeing those?
I get to see the first two.
Really?
I love the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I love the whole trilogy.
Yeah.
I just, for whatever reason, I was just kind of hobbited out.
And really?
I've yet to see any of them.
It's interesting. You know, and what's funny about that is they've been doing well. I mean, the Hobbit movies have been doing great, but they haven't been the slam dunk that
Lord of the Rings
that they were all expecting it to be. Like when the first one opened, like it did great for the weekend, but it didn't. I think it didn't quite clear 100 million, and they were like, and basically their response to that was like, well, yeah, it did great. Obviously, we're happy. But, I mean, think about how big Lord of the Rings was. I mean, even Return of the King swept the Oscars, all this other stuff. This should have been a $100 million slam dunk. It just should have, it should have been effortless. And I think that they really created a confusing picture by splitting it into three, and then it's like, what version of it do I see?
Three-year period. It changed.
It just kind of hit into this fatigue zone that I know a lot of people. It really is funny. I know a lot of people like Scott who were so into the last ones,
yeah.
And just I haven't gotten around to seeing it. And it's like, really, how much you love those and you didn't make the effort, you know? But I really think.
Look at all those pumpkins.
Man, why are all those pumpkins? Are they getting ready for Halloween now?
Yeah.
Too many pumpkins. Anyway, I wonder if there's any killer pumpkins out there. Shout out killerpumpkins.com. Check out the website. Best comic on Neighbors. Did you go to the Killer Pumpkins booth then?
No, I didn't. I missed it.
Too bad for you. Anyway, but yeah, anyway, so interesting stuff.
Look at that.
This is why you moved to San Diego. You see stuff like this. Yo, Texas.
I've never seen boats at that boat rental place.
You know what? lately, as I've driven by here, I've seen a lot of activity around here, and I normally don't. Wait, you can see. Yo, hey, all you Texans watching this, this is what you're missing. Wait, you can't even see it.
Well, Tony Hawk, I believe, used to live up in that area.
Yeah, someone did. Yeah, I heard that before. He, like, lived up here or something. Yeah,
swimming pool thing.
I have a friend who lives about 2 blocks away.
Really?
And her daughter had a lemonade stand, and he came up and bought lemonade from her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, there you have it. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. What else is going on? Anything else?
Actually, Tony Hawk lives in Encinitas, not Carlsbad.
Oh, I don't know. Well, whatever. Wherever you are, Tony, if you want to be on the podcast, give us a call. Let us know. Give us a shout out. Dad, did we ever tell you about when Sean was in the elevator with Tony Hawk?
I think, but tell me again.
He came to PAX, and Sean went up to the hotel real quick to grab something, and he, on the way out, grabbed a snack. Sean did. He had, like, saltine crackers and put a bunch in his mouth before he got on the elevator and then opened the elevator, and then Tony Hawk got on and closed. So Sean wanted to talk to him so bad. I was like, I'm a big fan. He couldn't talk. Mouthful of crumbs. I think actually he got the crumbs all over the place. I think he coughed. I think that was the embarrassing
part. And shot saltine crumbs.
That's what it was.
All over the place.
Nice.
So smooth. Sean, if we meet Paul McCartney tonight, when he presents us with the live recording of Temporary Secretary, you better not cough crumbs onto him. Shame on you. He is vegan. He's not going to appreciate those crackers you eat with meat on them. I know you do that a lot. Anyway, all right, yeah, I think that might be it. It might be it for now. Is there anything else? Anything else you want to bring up? What about you?
Nothing I can think of.
Nothing?
No.
Dad, anything?
I'm good.
You're good? What are you looking forward to the most tonight? Is there anything you want to hear him play? Or
Just his new stuff. I like his new stuff. So
Do you look forward to that more than you do like his oldies and stuff?
Well, a lot of times, because I've heard his oldies so, you know, him plays his oldies so many times.
Yeah.
I'm interested in seeing what he, you know, how he does the newer stuff.
That's how I am when I go to concerts. I always like, if I, as long as I've seen them once, I look forward to new stuff. Like, what I always, you know, get a little flack for this too, but like when the Aquabats play,
yeah,
I'm good. I don't need to hear Super Red. Personally, I'm good. I like to hear kind of deep cuts, you know, stuff that it's like they wouldn't normally, which they actually did this last time we saw them at Comic Con. They played Magic Chicken.
And, yeah, they've been a lot of old stuff.
My Skateboard and like a few older songs that I had never heard them play.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool. I look forward to that sometimes, but yeah, anyway. How many times have you seen Paul McCartney, would you wager?
Probably nine.
Nine? Really? I would have guessed more, actually.
Maybe nine or ten.
Yeah. What about you, Scott? Have you seen
Maybe, I'll say five-ish.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
No more.
Is there anything?
Five or six. I've seen him, you know, back when he first toured in early 70s when we were out of high school. I think I saw him three times. That was Wings.
Anything in particular you want to, you're like hoping he plays or anything? Or
I got blown away when he did Sgt. Pepper.
Cool.
That was the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I'm kind of like Dick, kind of like you. Some of the old stuff I don't want to hear, like Let It Be and some of those songs. But
who doesn't
I
want to hear that?
I understand why he does
walk
it
out.
I would just rather hear something something different.
Totally.
And that's just me.
Yeah.
I could take it or leave it. You know,
that's the thing. The thing that sucks is, like, there's so many people who are going for the first time. You have to play those.
It's, I get that.
But I'm there, and I'm going, yeah, let's do something weird, you know?
Like Temporary Secretary.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Paul.
Temporary Secretary.
Paul, get your set list. Get the marker, put it over yesterday. Hey, Jude. What else does he play? I don't know.
Lady Madonna.
Anything Beatles, anything. Temporary.
Baby, I'm Amazed.
Just write, Baby, I'm Amazed. Baby, play Temporary Secretary. Write it in big, bold letters over the set list. Anyway, all right, that's it for now. We're going to cut it, but we'll see. We'll catch up with you guys maybe at the show or after the show. Maybe we'll see the other guys there. #temporary temporary secretary. Let's get it going. See you there. I'm gonna raise it 90% sure he's going.
I'm gonna lower it.
I feel 20%. So.
I'll even lower it more. 0.
Okay, I'm gonna. I don't partake in that negativity. You see what I had to deal with growing up. It's a strategy. All right, shutting this off. Screw this.
Oh, you guys hear that?
Hear it. It's in there. It's in.
Can you hear it? You can hear it in the beat, right?
I hear it.
We're at the show right now. He's doing like a pre-video deal. I hear the beat. Wait, is it gone?
No, it's still going.
It's still going.
You hear it?
We got it.
We can hear the beat of Temporary Secretary in the music.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah!
Play! Everyone's cheering for the song, Paul!
Yeah! Temporary Secretary, baby.
Crowd roar when it comes on.
Yeah.
Everyone
loves
it.
A lot of Mega 64 podcast fans in the audience right now. Internet soldiers. Anyway, Paul, we appreciate it, but you are going to have to play it live for it to count. So, shout out. I'm glad you're warming. He's warming everybody up, making sure they know it's coming.
We know it's coming.
And then he's going to, I think he's going to open it with it.
Probably,
I think he's going to
open it.
I think it's going to, he's either going to open with it or end the whole night with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, definitely. Yeah.
I'm thinking opening blowout. 90% sure. All right.
Did you hear that? Everyone's rolling for Temporary Secretary.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. It's happening. He's going to play it. All right. We'll talk to you guys after the show. Okay, hello everybody. I don't really have a lot to say after that. The show is over, and I don't know. I mean, I had a.
Woo! Amazing, baby. I just felt like I wanted to contribute.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's good. I just can't help but feel a little bit disappointed that he didn't play what we wanted him to play. And I mean, you spend all year trying to, I don't know,
we sent out dozens of tweets.
But they did play Temporary Secretary.
Yeah, at the very
end. That's a recording.
Song though. Before he came out.
Maybe that was his consolation. Sorry, that was Paul's fuck you to us.
Yeah, I kind of feel, it's not even that he had to play this. Obviously, I'm being a little ridiculous saying he had to play the song. But not even one nod to Mega 64 on stage. Not even a, like, shout out. Internet soldiers. It would take them 2 seconds.
When we were walking over here, somebody stopped us in the hall 5 minutes ago and saw the three of us. Said, "You guys are the greatest."
Yeah,
we just saw Paul McCartney. He watched Paul McCartney for 3 hours and said, "We were the greatest."
Yeah,
wow.
Well, the rumor was that you guys were going to come on stage.
I thought
they were going to pull us up. You know, I kept waiting. He did like 8 encores.
Paul McCartney played 10 different guitars tonight, but we're the greatest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
We sat there and watched.
Yeah.
And
a ukulele. Don't forget the ukulele. Yeah, 2 pianos. Does he need 2 pianos? In the time he could
have. There are people in India that don't have pianos.
Yeah. That's true.
Some people only have 1 piano.
Yeah, in the time he spent changing pianos, he could have just said, like, "What's up, internet soldiers?" I just feel like he kind of pissed off an opportunity, and I kind of, frankly, I have egg on my fucking face. So, sorry to everybody who got involved in this whole mess.
Yeah.
But otherwise, show was fun, I guess.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Besides that.
Yeah.
Besides being pissed on. It was good. Second best show I've ever seen. Children of Nova, what's up? Number one still.
The complexity.
You know what was really weird is at the concession where they're selling the McCartney T-shirts.
Yeah.
There were a couple of Children of Nova T-shirts for sale.
I hear Paul's a fan.
They probably saw our music video. Okay, I'll take it. Consolation prize. Anyway, all right. Is there anything else? Well, I kind of talked about stuff on the way up. I was like reviewing movies and stuff. Is there anything you guys want to say? So you get a fair shake.
No, I wanted shouts out to Paul McCartney's guitar player. That's all. Great.
Rusty Anderson.
Great showman. Yeah. Is that his name?
He knows his name.
Black hair?
Yes.
Yeah. He's always doing tricks on stage.
He was the guitarist for Livin' La Vida Loca.
Are you serious?
Really?
For Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin.
Now Livin' La Vida Loca. I felt like he was constantly trying to upstage Paul McCartney.
He'll be cut.
He honestly was doing like the foot thing at one point, and it's like, nobody's here to watch you.
I was here for Rusty Nails, or what is his name?
Rusty Anderson.
Whatever. Whatever. It's close. But anyway, but his band is tight. You got Buddha on drums. Yeah, that guy is looking good.
I want to say thank you for watching Podcast 316, the holiest of all podcasts.
Yeah, I gave it like a biblical slant. I thought maybe you'd have some like wrestling things to say or something.
Paul McCartney versus The Rock. Who would win? Think about that.
Podcast question of the week. Email podcast at megasixword.com. Who would win?
Did you get our sponsors yet?
I did at the beginning.
Okay, good. Because I was just saying I was very uncomfortable the whole time. My seat sucked, so I wish I had a sumo.
Yeah, sumo would have made that show
and
better.
If I had a loot crate to have a wristband, that'd be great too.
You can actually zoom in. I don't know if you can see the road that we got to drive.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah, here.
Oh, you can flash.
And this is the bullshit that we have ahead of us. Get ready.
Okay.
Michael. Ah, shit. And these are people picking up chairs and all confetti. It's a long ass night, guys. But look at that traffic. Can you see that? Anyways. Oh, there's more over there. There's more over there. There's more over there. Anyways, though, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Whatever. Thank you guys for watching Podcast 316. It's a shorter one, obviously. We'll be back at the warehouse next week. A longer form podcast. We'll be talking about some new videos. Derek's shirt, the Mega Mansion shirt, was on sale. If you want that, you should order it now. It's selling like crazy, especially medium and small. Get those while you can because those are selling fast. Real fast.
Don't.
Your shirt selling really well. Just say no.
Show Pride Cam.
So now you know. Now you know. Here's Rocco again.
Thank you. You guys just got busted. What happened? Are we busted? What happened?
What?
Did we do something? Did we do bad stuff?
No. He had to stand
on it. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a standing thing.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Okay, oh, cool.
We're cool.
You're doing like stunts over here.
I'm doing stunt work. Sorry.
He does all his own stunts. Should wear that shirt again.
I never
Sean
had
used
that
to
shirt.
Wear
I never
that,
had that
shirt.
I never had that shirt.
I mean, I saw it.
This is called this is a new segment called End of a Marriage. He used to always wear
do
every day.
Do my own
You're
stunts.
A liar. She's a liar.
Oh,
you knew that?
All the time.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
She's fighting the shame so hard. She's like, I don't know how to cope with this right now.
Shut it off.